What's your name?
My name? Oh, let me tell you my name. I'm confused because, you know, like we're supposed to believe in the ministry, right? So is the church and state supposed to be separate? I'm confused because I never went to school.
This is for a fashion show,
right?
By the way.
Is a confused person get a resolution? I don't understand.
Probably
you see,
not.
When you go like that, right, you have a cross, two sticks, right? And that's how I felt when I was in Waterloo. Because when I walked in Waterloo and smiled at people, they treated me like a vampire. They used the cross and they went like this by not smiling at me. In Toronto,
what?
Hey, hi guys, yeah. You know me, Steve Spiros, easygoing. Those who know me,
the ladies like fuck me.
I'm a nobody. You understand? And you can't kill a person with no body.
Yeah,
oh,
so
no.
Why am I afraid? I'm not afraid. I'm afraid of the boogeyman. Who's the boogeyman? You figure it out. I'm getting
like
out of here. I'm going back to Waterloo where the vampires hang out. And I'm going to wear my sunglasses at night. You know why? Because women show their tits.
Hell yeah.
Have short skirts. And then they feel violated when I look at them. Why? Because I have sunglasses on and I'm weird.
Look at the good girl.
I'm from Humberside. I'm sorry if I made a fool of Humberside, but all those people who called me a sleepwalker, I woke up. Now
wow.
I'm going back to sleep because I'm going to be committed in an isolation room because I'm going to go back to the ministry and allow them to perceive me as I am, a fuck-up.
Yes.
Goodbye.
I love this guy.
Hey, Toronto the Good. Look at this square. It was a shithole when I worked here. Now it looks like New York, Manhattan. Where are the bums?
Friend.
There's no bums here. Toronto doesn't have bums. But Waterloo, they're creating bums. They created me. Why? I don't know. Maybe it's the church. Talk to the Pope. He knows everything. I had it. I'm going to die. How can you die when you're dead? Oh, wait a second. I'm going to be crucified, right?
Oh, no.
I'm not going to raise my voice. Because I'm committed to the Lord.
Please send me that video. I want it. What did he say? You
I
can't
you.
Kill someone that has no one? Or what
you can't. You, he said, I'm a nobody. He goes, and you can't kill a person that has no body. That was from a fashion story right there. And welcome to Come to Your Senses, everybody. Wow. We just got blown away. My guest just got blown away. That is my favorite internet video.
I actually write that as a quote on my Twitter.
There we go. You got to do that. You know, this
He's
guy,
very inspirational, you know?
In the weirdest way. This is crazy. This guy was being interviewed for some fashion magazine something. And the woman like looked at him and said, like, oh, this guy looks normal. The worst person you could probably interview, but probably the best person you could interview at that time. And there you go, right there. It was. I love it. I love this guy. Well, we got a great show. I have a great guest. She came all the way from the South. That's right. I don't know the South exactly. I mean, what Florida, Alabama, which.
Yeah, I'm from Dothan, Alabama, originally.
Oh boy.
But I have. I'm also from Tampa, Florida. I know, sad. Just kidding. But I'm originally from Alabama, so right. Hell yeah.
All right, there we go. Well, let me introduce her right here. Miss Aubrey Gold is in the house.
Aubrey
hey.
Gold.
Yay. How you doing, Aubrey?
I'm doing pretty fucking great.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know.
Hopefully I can cuss.
Oh, yeah, you could cuss. Yeah, no one's going to be like, yeah, we're not going to get fined.
Bad girl.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine if that was the case, if it's like if someone did fine me or something like that, because for cursing, I'm like, you know, it'd be fucked up. It'd be crazy. I wouldn't do the show anymore, you know? Because when people tell me something not to do, I have to do it. I have to do it, you know? Like right now, like I'm going to test Aubrey right now. I was like, Aubrey, don't think of an elephant. And what are you thinking?
A
purple elephant.
Yeah,
wow.
Man. Purple snurple.
A purple I've never heard of a purple, but... I think only when you're drunk, I think that's why that comes out, right? When you have that those
I love purple stuff.
Purple
Wait,
bat.
Take that back.
calm down right here. Well, let me get Aubrey, oh man, you are a spitfire right there.
I'm very bit fiery.
I'm shocked because I was like, I couldn't believe it. You're 18 as we speak
right now. I'm 18 years old as we speak right now.
Wow.
That's crazy. That's really hot, doesn't it?
Yeah. And weird in a way, too, because it's like, fuck.
How old are you again?
I'm 20 years older than you. I'm 38.
Wow, at least you're about, my mom's younger than you. And my dad is 41. So
wow.
My mom's like 36. So really? You're like younger. Yeah. You're older than my mom.
No, damn. I could have been your dad. You know,
you could be my dad right now. What if you are my dad?
I'd be like, oh shit! I'm so
dad,
sorry.
I'm home.
I'm so sorry for not paying you. I didn't know you were here. I didn't know. I could have paid for your school and all that stuff. Oh, boy.
What a letdown. Now look
I'm
at
sorry.
Me.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding.
No. You're fine. You're fine. You're in
now
the,
look what you've done to me.
I know. My daughter is in porn right now.
I know. A porn star. What a crazy bitch.
Well, at least she's a porn star, not a porn person.
A porn star with the goals and dreams.
Yeah. She's not like just a regular porn person.
I'm a porn star with hopes, man.
Because there's a porn stars that I feel that are a little bit like, I don't know if they're stars yet. You know what I mean?
Like, I meet a lot of porn stars that are just like, it's just hard for them to like really save money and like have a goal for themselves because they're not used to really having a goal
no,
for themselves.
Right.
Me, I'm using this job to get somewhere better in my life. Right. So
yeah, it's definitely a place for some. I think because a lot of women in your position,
they don't have
young.
Anything else sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
So to me, it's like you kind of have to do this in a way to catapult to other things.
Yeah.
You know?
True. Like you just got to do it the right way. You can't just let like. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, a lot of girls come in thinking, oh, I'm going to have this nice car in a couple of months, all this shit.
Right.
But, like, reality is, like, when you get all those checks, it goes fast, man.
Right.
So, like,
fast
it's money. A whole nother world. So, you got to, like, make sure you have, mm-hmm. you, I wouldn't say save money. Just only save money unless you have, like, a real goal. Because you're not going to save any money unless you really want to.
Right. There you
so,
go.
Like, I never had, like, you know, the job I told you I was going to work on?
Right. Right.
That. So that's something I really want. So now I'm going to save. Before, I didn't really care about saving. I was like, I'm going to go on vacation.
Right.
Because I might not have this rest
of
my life.
But now you have a goal. You have
That's possible, you know?
You have a dream that now you're like, you know what? I'm determined enough to do this.
Yeah, figure out what you want and like go get
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And that's the thing. You know, everybody can reinvent themselves in any way possible. You know what I mean? Like it's the way it is. There's a lot of – there's even some people that – like I have actors, sometimes they've never done acting before. And then like when they turned 40, they became an actor and all of a sudden they became actually more successful as that
yeah.
than anything else, you know? Or so, but I mean like, you know, granted, like I wouldn't say I would probably be like, my dream was to be playing the NBA, it would be like, wait a minute.
You know?
Yeah. But
like knowing that like my goal that I want to do now is like,
it's more
literally
realistic.
It could happen.
Right.
Like, it's right
go.
There in front of me. Like,
right.
that gives me, like, motivation to actually save and stuff, you know?
Right.
Like, I think, like, a lot of girls, too, like, or men,
mm-hmm.
they're not used to, like, I'm from a small town, so.
How small is your town? Like, is it.
The airport only has one gate, so I'm assuming
there's
it's
an
really
air,
small.
How big is the airport? Like, it's like
it's like a, basically like a house, it looks like.
Wow. What kind of plane, is it like? Is it like
it's
one of
like,
those,
you know, a normal, like, jet-sized plane,
okay.
you know?
All right. Is it like, is it like those ones that go on the, like, on the water, you know? Like that,
No.
Yeah, like that,
there's
too.
Barely any water in Alabama.
Oh.
But.
You know what? Neither in Michigan, really.
But,
anymore,
like, a lot of people, they tend to, like, move to LA and then they start doing all these drugs.
Right.
It's just like me, I've already had, like, even though I'm young, like, I've already had that whole, like, party experience growing up. So, like, now I'm looking forward to, you know, being an adult in a way, but also having fun, but, you know.
Well, yeah.
Not being a drug addict and
right, cause
spending money on something that's more useful, you know, like, why, like.
You've had a crazy life. Let's talk.
I was just telling you about my life.
Yeah,
before.
I am like, it's one of those things where I'm just like, it hasn't even hit me yet. Like some of the stuff, and I'm like, that's so, because I don't even think, I can't imagine what, you know, going through like certain things, like, like I had a, like my family wasn't perfect, but there was definitely very a lot of stability. A very like okay.
Me, I grew up in a barn, basically. I felt like
it's like, I mean, because it feels like for you, I feel like you had to almost raise yourself. I mean, is that the case?
Honestly, I'm glad you said that because that's damn right.
Okay, there you
and
go.
I mean, they provided, you know, like food, I guess,
right,
and a house, I guess. You know what I mean? But like, they didn't have the things that I really needed.
Yeah.
I felt like they just, you know, like I was brought down a lot growing up, like made fun of, like even by my own, like parents and stuff like that. So like, it's really hard to like be mentally strong, you know, when you're by yourself.
Right.
So like, I give myself props for like coming this far.
No,
so,
definitely.
Like, you know, I want something better. Like, and when I have kids, I want them to be like, damn, I have the best mom in the world.
There you go.
So
there
like,
go.
That's one of my goals as well.
That's right.
You so know? I'm doing that.
Okay. Yeah, mom and dad. Take
and
that.
Like my for my siblings, you know, they need someone to look up to. I mean,
right.
Even though like my job right now isn't the best like role model type job, but I feel like the thought of me like the reason why I'm doing it is really inspirational.
Right.
You know, like role model type.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a job. I'll tell you that
right there.
It's a
hell of a job.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's
I have a lot of fun, by the way. I'd rather not be like working like every day,
right,
8 hours doing something that I don't like. I can just work once a week and,
yeah,
you know, bang out a chick or a guy.
Yeah.
And make the same amount of money as you do, you know?
Is there. Well, I don't know about that. No, just kidding. But like, well, how much, let me ask, because I always get curious or something, like how much is it, like if I said, or just say if you're doing a shoot tomorrow or whatever, and how much is that, I mean, not like the IRS is, you know, talking, but how much roughly, like how much roughly would it be for like, you know, maybe a scene, or it's because you just film one scene at a day, right?
Yeah,
or
I mean, with scenes, like, if you work for another company, you only get one price. So, like, you don't earn – the more DVDs they sell, you don't get a price. You don't get a percentage. Yeah. You just get one price, and that's your performance. So, it depends on what you do. Girl, guys, like – any, they're all different prices, and it depends on how popular you are as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know usually – I know I can say that one of my parents let's say – I make in like one day I could pay for my parents like whole house
rent,
and like their rent and like probably a lot of groceries.
Really? Wow.
And you know, like if it came to that, you know, like, so it's pretty good. But the thing is, you got to pay your agent. Then you got to buy, you know, like your outfits, and then you got to always have your nails, your hair.
It just seems like it's always
costly, but having the thing with like, I feel like investing is like having the money when you need it, you know? So like, I think that getting paid a big amount at once is really good. Cause then you can like buy a lot more stuff.
Right.
If you save it the right way, it just like takes like self-control. Cause you know, you want those fucking new flip-flops, you know?
Wow. Yeah.
You just gotta walk away, man.
How much are those flip-flops?
You know, I'm going to buy those flip-flops when I don't have to worry about what business I should get into.
Right.
You know, like once I have like my business taken care of that I'm starting soon, then I can buy as many flip-flops as I want.
There you go. And you, how many flip-flops would you buy?
I have my I'm starting my own website, by the way.
Oh.
So like, I'm now selling like custom videos, so I'm making more money off of that too.
Nice.
Like, I'll make money off of that the rest of my life, now, even when I'm 80 years old.
Now, let me ask you, I'm going to give you a couple scenarios, and see if you bite here, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to see here.
Maybe.
See if this one. Okay.
I just might have to.
Just calm. Yeah, say, oh, she bit me. No,
it tastes delicious.
Oh, thank you. Like, okay, if someone said, okay, I'm just trying to see if they said, if someone paid you $10,000 to do a scene, okay, but the scene involved, like, it was like a gangbang, right? A guy, it was like all guys, right? They're doing it, but they're all like, maybe, the youngest guy is like 81, okay? And the oldest guy is 113, Okay.
Well, and nobody in porn ever really gets a 10 grand for a scene.
Okay. I don't know. See, I don't know how to.
No, that's not at all. You know, like.
But would you do
in
that?
In the porn business, money's really not as great as what people think.
Right.
But it's better than having a normal average job.
Right.
So it works out fine with
it
me.
It saves you time because, like, what
10
you could
grand? Hell yeah. I'd get fucked out. I'll fuck as many old men.
Wow.
I'll fuck 4 old men right now for 10 grand.
10 grand. Wow.
Hell okay. Yeah. You know, like, right. 10 grand. Like, maybe not 1,000. Like, 1,000. I'd say the lowest I'd go for 10 old guys would be like.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd probably do it for like 2 grand.
Wow. Interesting.
Where's the old grandpa's at?
I don't know if there's around, but. How about if it was
close your eyes.
Okay. All right. Just check.
No, just kidding. No, but it's like, I feel like the amount of money makes a huge difference on your mental stability.
Right.
Because like, I'm not going to fuck 4 old men for $1,000. I'd feel so shitty about myself. But like, would I do it for 10 grand? Fuck yeah. I wouldn't feel bad at all. You know?
How about if, okay. How about this? Oh boy. Let me see. Let me see this. Okay. Trying to think of a scenario. Okay. Okay. How about a bear? Okay. Okay.
An animal.
I'll give you.
Is this illegal right now?
I'll give you $100,000 if you were able. If the bear is not like he's not necessarily a wild bear. He's like a trained bear who kind of is like, you know.
$100,000. I'll fuck any animal.
Wow. All right.
I'd probably bang an animal out for like 10 grand, honestly.
Whoa.
But as long as my face isn't in it and I couldn't get arrested.
yeah, we will block out you. Okay, all right.
You know, like, they put a bag over my head or I wore a mask. Mm-hmm. Hell, I'd fuck an animal.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched it before. I mean, I know it's kind of gross. Like, everyone's curious sometimes.
That to me is like the ultimate limit. I'm like, I don't know what, how
maybe
you
a horse.
Okay.
That's kind of hot, though.
Do you like a horse? Okay.
Because it's like so big.
Yeah.
And that girl's just like.
Mm-hmm. That's a whole, yeah,
the
I don't
skill.
Know. Right.
I felt really bad one time. Like, sometimes, like, I feel kind of, if it's a pet, you know, a house pet, it's kind of, I feel guilty about it. So I don't watch it.
If it's a stallion, you're just like, yeah, I don't know. There's no, you know, I don't know the stallion or the horse. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, like if it's like a dog or something, it's like, oh, poor fucking dog.
Yeah, you're like,
but then again, you never know. Like maybe it wants that to happen.
Right. Oh boy! Yeah, I've thought of a couple scenarios, but I'm like, I don't know. They're out there. So
I think
know.
It's weirder for the guy to fuck an animal than a girl to.
Oh yeah.
I feel like if you're a dude and you fuck an animal, you're kind of sick in the head a little.
Well, that happens. That happens periodically,
unless,
right?
Unless like you're like, because it's like kind of like I feel like it's kind of like raping away to an animal, unless it.
Well, they're not consenting, you know.
You know, like poor little animal. Exactly. Like, what if it hurts? Or like, for a girl, it's like, you know, who gives a fuck? It's a girl.
All I know, yeah. If a guy was banging, like,
it's like racism with genders.
Exactly.
You know, it's always going to be that way.
It's always right there. See what I mean?
I know. Like, girls are like, oh, we should get equality. I'm like, no, we get away with so much more.
That is true in a way, but yeah,
depends. Yeah, like, right. Why have equality when like we can get away with a lot more? You know?
Yeah. Oh boy, I know you got away with that. Now, because I was listening to something and I heard you do interviews and so, and you're into hunting, so right?
Oh yeah, I used to be really into like guns and stuff, like, but I kind of have like really bad anxiety when it comes to guns now, just for like previous experiences in my life, kind of frightened me a little bit,
right?
So. But when I drink, hell yeah, I'll fucking blow shit up, man.
Yeah, but like
I'll fucking shoot the fuck out of a rifle
Like,
if you give me like enough beers or something, I'm shooting a gun. But like,
Other
than that, it's like the noise like just takes me back to like.
Yeah, well, how about a crossbow? If you had a crossbow,
oh fuck yeah, I'll stab someone. Yeah. I mean, not someone. I mean, an animal.
You're like, I was about to say, I'm like,
an animal. Like I'll stab an animal or like.
Yeah.
If I never tried crossbowing, but I mean, if it,
hey, whatever,
I would so do it. I'd be so willing.
I remember there was a what was
it's
it?
Just like shooting them in the head's the hardest part.
Really? Is that you have to shoot? How's it? I don't think it'd
I
be
shot
like
a, I shot a hawk. Just being a little dick, I shot a little like hawk off a phone pole. Wow. And actually, I hit it in the leg instead of the head.
Oh,
or,
no.
Like, the body.
So it was
so,
freaking
like,
out, right?
It fell on the ground. I had to shoot in the head. And, like, that's really terrible. You know, I felt really bad.
Yeah, that's an Andy Griffin Show episode, actually. Yeah, you ever seen that show?
I felt bad. Like, you know what I mean? I mean,
no,
like,
it happens.
Have you
seen that? There was a movie I remember it was a short story I read a long time ago. It was about a guy. That's what it was. Yeah, it was a guy who was a hunter. Or something. He's something, yeah.
Have you watched Where the Fern Grows? Where the Red Fern Grows?
I've never read it, no.
That's such a country-ass movie, but...
Mm-hmm. A lot of hunting in there.
It's about coon hunting.
Coon hunting. Yeah,
raccoon.
We're going coon hunting.
No, but if you say coon hunting, it's kind of...
Oh, you mean the... I say, okay.
Not like that, though. Not like that. It's
not coon. A raccoon, but a...
No. It's a raccoon, but... It's about hunting raccoons, but coon hunting, like, that's kind of racist.
Yeah, that's a
term. I didn't want to confuse people, you know, because there's...
There was a story, like the one I was saying, there's a story about a guy who got, he got shipwrecked. He went to an island, he got shipwrecked, and he...
What is it, Wilbur, the little ball? Wilson!
No.
It's Castaway.
No. That's a little bit different. It's close. And Jan,
Wilson!
He got shipwrecked, this guy, and he met a... And there's a guy living in the island. Another,
Wilson. I'm just kidding.
No. That would be awesome. But it was like this rich...
What a rip-off. They so ripped off Wilson.
I know. But this guy, rich guy, was a guy, and he said... He invited the guy to dinner. He's like, oh yeah, come, you know, sorry, you know, come to my house.
And
you know.
Ate him?
No, he said, okay, either I will kill you right now, or we're gonna play hunting, and I'm gonna be the hunter, and you're gonna be the prey. And he goes out, you know.
I've seen kind of like a movie like that,
yeah.
Except for I think it was like in the country somewhere in the cornfields and shit.
Yeah, I think it's I don't know
if you can escape like.
Yeah,
know,
but this one, like, a lot of it's a lot of in the story. Everybody's kind of like ripped it off in a way because they would kidnap somebody and like go out hunting because they were so done hunting animals that they were just like, we're gonna fucking hunt human beings right now and see if what we could do, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like Hills Have Eyes. Have you seen that?
No.
Definitely put that on your list to watch.
I saw Predator, and that's what it reminds me of, too. Have you ever seen Predator?
I think I might.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, I just thought, yeah.
Well, there you go. But yeah, so, I don't know. Jorge, are you okay? Jorge is in the show right now, too. Hi,
Jorge.
Are you doing okay? You doing good? All right, just checking. You know, I get worried about you sometimes, you know what I mean? I think I'm older than you, right?
He's sleeping.
Yeah. I'm older than everybody now.
You older.
Yeah, fuck.
You old man.
I know, an old man now. Yeah.
You're not old. I think you're old when, like, you feel you're old, you know?
Yeah. I don't feel... You know what? I don't feel old. Like, I still goof around. Like, I'll still make fun of people. Not make fun of people. Like, still, like, goof around with my friends and play around. And I go,
right.
Like...
Right. We all know you pick on all the little kids.
Yeah, you know.
Horrible person.
I did beat up a couple kids. Ooh, that's all. Ooh, that's all.
Jorge.
Yeah, right there. No, I never hit Jorge.
Poor Jorge.
I never, but yeah, so, and now that you're in the biz right now, that you're having sex, right? Has it got to the point where you're like, you know, I don't know, like I'm bored with it, or I'm just like, hey, let's do it.
I'm definitely not bored of it, but it's like,
I can just imagine if it's monotonous, right?
I won't say what the business I'm getting into now is, but it's gonna help me out a lot. Like, I mean, porn's great, but I'd rather be doing something with my life that, like, I don't have to be looked at as a sex symbol all the time.
Right.
I mean, I give girls props and guys props for wanting to actually be looked at like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm okay with it. It's just, like, I want more. You know what I mean?
There's more to you.
Yeah, like, it's not just that. I'm a freak, but, like, there's more to me than just that, I feel like, you know?
You have other things that you want
to... Yeah. So, like, my new business, like, I'm so excited to start it. It's going to be really cool. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm going to feel really good about myself.
It's so weird. Like,
maybe my family would be prouder, you know? But once, like, I feel like the family members that have kind of disowned me in a way that hasn't supported me now, I feel like once I do do my other business and stop doing porn, that they're going to see, like, wow, we fucked up. She's actually, like, this for a reason.
Right, you meant well. Like, you weren't
there. I always meant well. I never meant to be, like, looked at as a bad person. So, like, porn's helped me out a lot. It's changed my life completely in a good way.
It's put you straight in there.
Yeah, know, it's, like opened my eyes, you know?
To,
like,
the business and other things, like, and how you could take...
It's opened my eyes a lot to the world in general.
Right.
And, like, all the possibilities and all the people I can meet.
Right.
That I could never meet before. Like, I could never hang out with celebrities before living in a little fucking town. Like, you know, like, here I can do whatever I want. I feel like, and, like, everything is possible, you know? Anything's possible here.
I would love, if I was a celebrity, I would want to go to a town like this to freak everybody out, you know? Just be like,
no,
hey, look
and
at
it's
me.
Like, now that I see celebrities, I'm like, you know, they're just like everyone else, you know? Mm-hmm. They can be douchebags, they can be cool. Right. Like, when I go back to my town, I'm a celebrity.
Really?
Because I'm the only porn star, like, in Alabama that's actually, that I know of, that has actually, I think I'm the most popular one there has been.
Wow.
So, so when I go back to, like, a small town and stuff, it's like, whoa, I'm, like, celebrity, you know? It's a whole other world. They don't see porn stars every day.
They should fucking do a parade for you when you get down, like, hometown hero.
Yeah, like, L.A., like, L.A., porn is, like, normal. It's whatever.
It's whatever.
Like, going down there, it's religious, Bible Belt. No one, like, you know, girls barely fuck, you know? Like, girls barely do anything.
It's
so, like,
I
throw the best parties down there.
I could only imagine.
I'd wear pasties, and they're like, "Whoa, we barely see girls in bathing suits nowadays." I'm like,
"No, yeah,
dude, I'm fucking
no."
I go all out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's I don't here. I'm in LA, and I'm
like a fucking parade. I'm like a circus coming through the town.
It's,
like
it's a very
I wear like even wearing crop tops. Like people, like older people, look at you like you're bad. Which is weird.
Mm.
Yeah, like, so, you, like, it's, like, really strict.
I'm like, well, it's fucking hot. What the fuck, you know?
Yeah, like, I mean, just being, like, I don't know. I don't know what's hot anymore. Like, if you're hot.
Well, not hot, like literally hot. Like, literally, like it's, like you're, yeah, you know.
Well, yeah. Okay, now I get it.
Like, no, I know, you get the hot. Yeah, see, there we go. You know, that's where it breaks down right there. You know, how do you plan your seeing yourself when you're older? Like when you're like, if you live to be, I don't know, 80, 90, whatever. Like, do you see yourself like, wow, like I have a crazy, like as you already.
I'm going to like, you know what my goal, like one of my goals is too, is like, I mean, I've seen all the bad stuff that's happened in my life that I was like, hey, I wish I would have listened to my parents or something.
Right.
You know, but it's like. I want to, like, teach people, like, do what you want, but just make sure, like, you're okay with it. You know what I mean? It only matters about what you, like, feel comfortable doing. And, like, so, like, yeah, if I have, like, a daughter one day that's, like, 15 and she's, like, oh, I want to have sex with a guy, I'd rather her tell me and, like, talk to me and feel, like, comfortable than her, like, going and doing it and then, like, feeling really bad.
Right.
And having to hide stuff. So, like... I mean, yeah, you want your kid to lose virginity to, like, their husband and all that. But, like, why make them feel bad about something that's not going to happen? Like, let's be realistic. You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah.
I'm going to try to push, like, being more open.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping by the time I'm older, I can, like, have, like, a little talk with my little grandchildren and be like, it's okay, man. God knows what this generation will be, you know, in a couple of years.
Oh my God. I don't know.
It's going to be hell, but I'm going to try to be like open-minded as fuck. That's like my grandma is to me. Like she supports my porn job. Like,
oh wow.
She loves it. Like she thinks it's cool.
She's like, yeah.
Yeah. Like that makes, that's really cool of her, you know?
Yeah. Like, I think when you're older, I think when you get to a certain age or something, you're just like, you know what? Just live your life.
Like, dude, like that.
And speaking of which, you know, I do sometimes a little news of the world segment.
News of the world.
Usually I'll do like a news story or something, but this actually.
I like the news. I read the news a lot.
Right.
Every day.
And so do I. And this is a video I thought was funny as hell because the news did this. This is one of those things where, okay, there's a woman that's 110 years old, okay?
God bless her.
Right. And so the woman's...
Gods bless her.
Gods are really, you might be
gods.
Careful.
Gods bless her.
Or the devil bless her. Whatever it is. Yeah, whoever, you know. But she, the thing is, you know, the news people, they want to always kind of say like, oh, so how do you live? You know what I mean? They're so like trying. And it's like, this person's 110 fucking years old. And I'm going to play you the video of this. This is from her name is Flossie Dickey.
Yeah, I like that. Right. Ooh, there. Flossie Dick. Yeah. Oh, Dickie. Oh, sorry.
I have a little respect for them.
Oh,
right.
God, you know.
There we
can't
go.
Do that.
No, bro. Here we go. This, I'm going to play this right here. So this is from Washington, the state of Washington, I guess. Cheney, Washington. And they're at the one. There's like a woman. The news person is like actually at this rest home where Flossie Dickey is, and there's like a feed where they're going into the studio, and you know. So, but I want you to hear what this woman sounds like.
Good morning. Yes, we are out here at the Cheney Care Center, and I am sitting next to the woman on the front page of the Spokesman Review this morning.
It's a slow
this
news
is
day.
Flossie Dickey, and check it out.
She's a G, dude. Look at her. She's like, fuck y'all.
Good Day Spokane coffee mug. She is enjoying some coffee this morning because, Flossie, you say you're a little tired this morning. Is that right?
I am tired.
She is very tired. That's actually, I heard,
old,
your favorite activity
good,
to
though.
Do at the center
really,
here is
like
to take a little nap.
Take a nap many times as I can.
Yeah. As many times as she can. She likes to take, take a nap. Flossie has 3 children. You have 12 grandchildren, 20 great-grandchildren, and 15 great-great-grandchildren.
Holy shit, she's a farm.
You sound like a very busy lady. Yes, she has.
My daddy
lived
say
in
can
multiple
have a
places in the Northwest. Even lived in Arizona. She's originally from Oregon. That's where she was born. And Flossie,
I like
this
how
morning,
she's just
we also
coffee.
Have
she's not even
some flowers
that we would like to give you. She got her nails done. I don't know if you can see, but they're a beautiful pink. Pink and purple, we heard, were your favorite colors. So I'm just going to set those
she's
on your lap
looking at the
for
flowers
you.
Like...
Fuck you.
And...
It won't stay.
I'll hold them. How about that? So that they stay. Later today, Flossie's family is going to be coming out here to throw you a big birthday party. Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
What would you you would rather be taking a nap, huh?
Oh, my goodness.
Nicole, anyway, I'm here with Chris Barr. Chris, you have known Flossie. Come on in here. Yes?
Well, I know there's a bit of a delay here, but stay with me. Can
Matt,
you ask,
were you going to say something?
Can you ask Flossie, 110, obviously she knows a few secrets here. What is the key to live that long?
Weed. I don't know.
Yes, I've been trying to get
that
out
weed?
Of her.
No.
Flossie, the people on TV want to know
right
what the secret is to being able to live so long.
I don't know. I don't fight it. I live it.
Yay! She doesn't fight it. She there lives it. And that's what her granddaughter actually said to me.
Yeah.
When people ask her that, she says she just lives. Any secret food or anything we can all be eating every day to stay alive as long as you?
Fried chicken.
Nope, just live it. But joining me here
awesome
is Chris Barr. Chris, you've been known Flossie for 10 years. Tell us a little bit about her and the time that you've known her here at the Cheney Care Center.
When Flossie first came to us, it was a new experience for her. She was scared, honestly.
No.
The other thing was she acclimated very quickly. We've had her here. She's a jokester.
She does
tell jokes.
Flossie Dickey, of course. That's with a name like that. Who's going to be a jokester?
Her family is to sit down and have
she's
some
heard
whiskey.
Laughter. She's heard
there you go. Yeah. Some whiskey straight up. I also heard you enjoy an occasional
whiskey.
Piece
did
of
you hear
pie.
That?
Yeah.
So Flossie, happy 110th birthday.
Face.
If you do the math, she was born in 1906 on February 18th. Matt and Kirsten, we're going to send it back to you guys.
Happy birthday.
She saw the Titanic go down.
You know what? I think Flossie just wants to
Nazis, everything,
get that
dude.
TV camera out here.
World War One and
let
Two.
Let me sip on my cup of coffee
right?
and yeah. then take a nap.
Holy shit, she's a boss.
Yeah, she sees it all. She probably saw
everything. She's probably like all these children nowadays are. Fucking
yeah, like
cars.
She probably saw like horses on the in the you know street, and all of a sudden like now she's seeing cars and going like what the fuck?
Bandwagons
like,
and shit.
Yeah, like she goes like what is that in the air? It's an airplane. Oh, you don't know now? Like we're on the moon and everything and.
I'm just like so like happy how the world is slowly becoming more open-minded.
Well,
you know, I mean, hopefully
part of it.
Spreads to the South because it needs to.
It's a the South is very stubborn.
Yeah,
right?
Like it needs to loosen up a little bit, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm telling you, I don't know
that shit.
Well, Flossie, I'll tell you that. I remember that. it's quite easy on that.
Fist that life.
I mean, well, yeah, that is you want to fist
go all
Alabama.
Out. You know, go all in or don't go at
right
all.
There, that's you know what? You should run for president. I hope you do.
I do. I'd be the best.
That would be it would be like, I could see it'd be Aubrey Gold. And it'd be like a vagina and go like, gotta go all in, you know, and there's like a fist right there.
Go all in or you can't.
There we go. You gotta do it.
No,
you know?
It's be golden. That's what I was saying.
Be golden.
It's golden, man. Golden. Just be golden.
Well, there you go. Wait, and do you have any special talents? Is there some talent that you have that you...
I can suck dick really
good. Okay. All right. Stop bragging on that. All right.
I think it's very talented.
Okay. Well, how about something else?
Honestly, I have no really any good talents, you know? No, I mean, I'm just really good at being a person, I feel like.
Okay.
Like,
very
I'm really
genuine.
Good. Like, I'm really funny. Like, I'm very caring.
Very nice.
I might come off like I'm a brick wall, but like, I just got to tear it down, you know what I mean?
No,
but other than that, I'm very nice. I give good advice. I'm always there for someone.
I've
saved many lives.
Wow, very
seriously.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah.
You know, like, wow.
So, yeah. you may have been raised by wolves, but you found some type of a...
That was like a jungle story,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, you were... You know, you... It's almost like... I feel like the animal is like almost raised you.
I
like,
know, like, dude.
Like that pig was like... Don't do it.
Pigs are my favorite animals.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
They're like, don't go. I want to go to that party if I were you. You know,
don't
what I mean?
Do it.
Yeah.
What's that song? It's like, what am I doing here? Ask myself, what am I doing here?
Which one is that?
Oh, here.
What am I
doing? It's a new artist that came out. I forgot her name, but
I see. I'm old.
Fucking great song.
All right, there we go. Very nice. Well, the reason I ask you, Witcher's Town, because we're going to do the segment Down the Pike, what the show is all about.
Down the pipe.
Yeah, down the pike.
Down the pike.
Oh, you can go down the pipe too.
Okay, you know, sounds whatever. More like me. I'm just kidding.
All right. Uh-oh. She's getting frisky now. All right. We better do this. Well, okay. The reason why I ask is we're going to do the Down the Pike segment, and this is basically the new trailer. This is called The Midnight Special. Okay.
It's about you have nice fingers, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. There's so many. I should have played piano.
I know, really. You have great fingers.
Yeah, I know. Thanks a lot, Mom. Yeah, thanks for putting me
in. Yeah, you know, what a supporter.
she made me play basketball. I had no coordination. I remember getting bruised.
You would have been a musical genius.
Yeah, I know.
Beethoven, man.
Oh, I know. You know, all the stuff I could have been doing right now. You know what
Fuck,
I mean?
Fuck, you're just like rethinking your whole life right now.
Oh, yeah.
Midlife crisis. It's a good time for it. You might as well start
it's
young.
It's all one regret. That's all. Well, this is about a young kid, right? A kid that's about, I would say, maybe 10 years younger than you, okay? Mm. So, young. And he's got special powers. And you know what? The government wants those special powers, okay?
What not a
in the
bitch.
The
government always wants to fuck someone.
Well, yeah. They said that this kid is amazing. And they're like, this kid's scary. We got a control. And his dad is like, no, you're a good kid. You're a good kid. And it's like, okay.
Great kid.
All right, let's play this right here. It's called Midnight Special.
Police issued an Amber Alert for an 8-year-old boy.
Amber Alert.
This is real?
No.
It's time. We're ready.
Yeah.
See, they're on the run.
Okay.
It's like the dad, the son.
That's kind of interesting to me. I like that. I like being on the run.
Oh, what is it? Oh, I can tell. I can tell right there. Yeah, they're all.
What do you know about Alton Meyer?
I wouldn't know where to start.
He would have fits.
Things would break. It was like a feeling.
Kind of feeling.
Yeah, boy.
March.
We need to know where he is.
So they're trying to find him.
So the dad is a criminal that abducted his own son.
I guess that's what it appears to be. The thing is, the government's acting like that. But see, this kid, it like does some destruction. Like, I don't know what it is, but...
Bomb-ass kid?
Yeah.
That's why he has to wear the goggles.
Yeah. He's like a god.
restrained.
Wrench thinks you're their savior.
Oh, there he goes. Brand. I think they're in the sound.
Fuck him up.
Dad. It's okay.
Oh, boy. What is that? Oh, boy. Look at that. I don't know. This kid's got some problems. You know what I mean? Like, all I know is that if I had a son that had some special power, something like that, I think I would be like, I would really want to be on my kid's side. Like, I'd be like, okay, I'm like, just please don't fuck with me. Like, I'm like, where did this come from? Did this come from you, me, or from my mom, or whatever, you know? I don't know. What do you think? Right there. I mean,
wait, what'd you say the question again? I'm sorry.
If you had a kid that had these special powers that seems like destroys crop fields and scares a lot of people or makes him feel kind of, I don't know, or something.
Say fuck them people and move to an island. you know what I mean? Like, find some people that will accept them.
Right.
There has to be someone out there.
I think so. Well, is he? I guess he's like a mutant.
Move to a nudist colony because they're very open-minded people.
Really? The nudist? Oh, have you seen some?
No, but I really
I
kind of want to go. Just to experience.
I don't know. See, like, if it's a nudist colony that kind of looked like you, or, you know, definitely looked like you, I'd be like, yeah, definitely. I'd be like, okay.
Well, thank you.
But when you really look at them, they're like, oh my God, they look like my mom and dad. You're like, what the fuck? You know, it's like, goodness, oh shit. You know, they're like people in their 50s and 60s. So it's like a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like, oh shit, this is a real nudist colony. But I don't know. The Midnight Special. Looks kind of good.
Wait, is that movie on Netflix?
No, it's going to be coming out pretty soon right there. It's going to be coming out soon there. That's what I'm saying right there.
Can those tickets get me in? I'm like, you know, I really want to watch it now.
The golden tickets? Yeah, they'll get you in any day. No. Right there. I don't know.
You know those tickets?
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure you can see it right there.
That'd be so cool.
All I know is that this kid is kind of like, I think he's kind of like you, you know, way, but you know, where he's got special powers, but he doesn't want to abuse it. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Like, his dad's good. His dad's a good guy. He wants to help him, wants to protect him, but it's like, he's like, definitely like, listen, I don't, you know, yeah, like, I don't want to fuck things up, okay? And that's what it is, right?
Yeah, it's just like...
She's just pouring a drink. She's not even like, it's like, you know what, fuck.
The champagne bottle's almost gone now.
It's like I found a champagne bottle. I was like, all right, fuck it. Let's do it.
What's her name?
Lady Gaga? Oh, Flossie Dickey.
Flossie Dickey, you know, lady, fuck it, right? Do what you please.
Yeah, she
man.
Was the Lady Gaga of her time, I'm telling you, right there.
She was a fucking beast.
Right there.
She probably was on the Titanic. She just didn't let anyone know.
Imagine she was.
I was on the Titanic, just like, if like, I survived, though, you know, just
like
to
with
say,
Leo.
Like, hey, dude,
with like Leonardo,
if I can do it, you can do it.
All right, there we go. Well, I wouldn't want to be in a Titanic just because
freeze to death.
Yeah, that's oh my God,
that's the worst. I'd rather burn to death.
No, really?
Yeah,
I couldn't. I would just. Sleep to death. How about that? Just sleep to death. Fuck that.
I want to be awake when I want to know when I died. You know, what if you just like don't know if you're dead or not?
I don't know.
It's just like, ooh, skipping in a field of daisies, and it's just like, am I dead or is this all a dream?
Wow. Yeah. You know, there's a movie starring Christopher. There's an old movie called Christopher Walken and Natalie Wood. It was actually Natalie Wood's last movie. Natalie Wood was a. She was an actress and
Natalie Wood.
Yeah. Yeah. No, she's very beautiful. Very
so with
American.
All these names
no,
today.
I don't think it was a real name though. I don't think it was, but she died under mysterious death. Like she was on a boat and she fell over and she drowned. And it was very like, somebody thought of maybe it was her husband that killed her.
Aliens,
I don't know
dude.
That would be awesome.
That explains it all.
A awesome movie. But she did a movie. They did a movie where the guy could actually go into someone's body. Like he could go into some and see how it feels like. Like if it was like, oh, I'm like I could feel like I'm banging like a hot girl. Like it was like the, you know, those virtual reality kind of thing.
I actually have shot that scene. Oh,
right.
So.
Right there. But there was
if you want to like bang me, I guess
right.
disorder. And,
right. You, know. You feel like it is. And in the movie, the person that was being recorded, they were recording the woman's thing. She was dying of a heart attack. And she was dying, and you could feel the death. You could feel the guy. It was really creepy. Like, you could see the death and all that. I don't know. It's pretty trippy.
So crazy.
It was trippy. I don't know. So I gotta. We'll see that movie later. But don't worry about that.
I like movies.
There you go. All right. Well, you know what? You're not gonna like this next movie. I'll tell you that.
I will. What if I do? I'm some sick, twisted animal.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2.
Big Fat.
I almost feel like it's almost. Yeah, I don't understand that Big Fat Greek. I'm like, that's almost very pornish. It is very pornish, right? That
yeah,
title.
Yeah, it is. It kind of sounds like.
Like even the. I don't think the porn business was like.
I just think of a bunch of fat hoes like at a Greek wedding when I think of it, honestly. I think of a bunch of fat ass people eating fucking Italian food.
Not even Greek food. They hate their food so much. You're like, fuck it. You know?
I see a bunch of fat ass people like eating a bunch of like fucking food.
Yeah, it's right there. But oh my God. This one right here. This is, I don't know if you ever saw the first movie, right?
I think I have. I just have to refresh my memory. Yeah. This movie came out like what, fucking 8 years ago?
I think so. Something like that. But it was a big hit. It was like one of those things, like Tom Hanks even produced it.
Mamma Mia.
Yeah. Oh, well, something like that, right?
Well, Greek-a-ria.
That should have been perfect. That is the title. That is the fuck this
Mike
Big
Mamma Fat. Mia.
Greek-a-ria 2 right here. Okay. Right here. Let's see here. All right.
Okay.
Now, this is brought to you by McPick.
There's a hot new deal on McDonald's.
I always hate
McPick
2
menu. McPick 2.
Now, pick any two of your favorite class.
That's so disgusting.
I know. No, it's like. There we go.
A long time ago.
Yeah, I've seen this. Oh, what happened?
I had a big, fat Greek
big,
wedding.
Fat nose.
Now my daughter is all grown up. Hope you applied to some local colleges, too.
Why do parents always say dream big when they really mean not too big?
Ian and I are just trying to find a minute to ourselves.
How about another date tonight?
And afterward,
I don't know.
Satin, slippery like an eel.
Like a
You're
dick.
You're welcome. Like, she did everything.
You look pretty.
Were your parents like that?
She's hot in a weird way.
Yeah.
In a Jew way.
Did you?
Yeah. And the family is still too close.
Parents deserve a sex life
too.
This family's always in my business.
Keep your eyeballs open for a nice Greek boy, so one day Greek you can make boy. Babies.
Well, yeah, you would probably bring a Greek boy.
I prefer Jews.
You're Jew. Okay. Right.
I tend to hang out with a lot of Jewish men.
Way about being Greek.
It's just because they're great at scamming. You know, it's like.
I don't know about that. Payback.
They're geniuses and they have a lot of money, but then again, they have some type of illegalness to it. Illegal stuff makes me excited.
There you go. There you go.
I'm a hippie.
Hey.
Yeah, the old couple, their parents found out that they didn't get married or something.
Before
like
they
no one,
fucked?
Yeah, so it was all a big scam. So now they're getting
together.
Another wedding in here, guys.
A woman has to be married.
Oh, boy.
All our lives.
The wedding is off!
To pull off another
beautiful
big, fat Greek wedding.
I want a wedding so bad. I can't wait to get married.
But you got to be married!
Even though I'm taking a step back, I will always be right here.
Your mom never told you that, right?
Why she looks like Greek the girl off of,
every day of my life is Greek.
Fucking.
We come from a long line of strong women.
Remember Law and Order, but it's not her.
No. Oh, no, I know.
Eyes open, knees shut. If your knees are open, shut your eyes.
Oh, you got burned. You got burned. That's what you got to do now.
My, right. like, Middle Eastern people are my favorite people. They're not, but I'm saying, like, Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
You like something about them, man.
There you go. What is it?
My, like, the guy that I kind of, like, date now,
uh-huh.
He looks like a Jew, but he's fucking white.
He looks like, what is,
he looks, what no, he looks mean? Like a typical Jew. His eyes are piercing blue like the fucking ocean.
But what does that, what does that mean though? It's like a, what is it, like
Jews,
a,
you can just spot a Jew a mile away.
Really?
You tell me you can't spot a Jew from all the way. You know you're wrong.
I don't, I
the
mean,
little Jew what, bun, they, the little what, Jew shirts, the Jew they, pants.
But did they have the hat? If they had the yarmulke, I could definitely spot them out. Like, right.
Well, my generation, they have, they tie their hair in a bun on top of their head.
Really?
Or they wear a certain style of shirts or pants that typical Jewish people wear in my generation.
Wow. Wow.
I had to show you. They wear the long shirts.
Yeah, I don't know.
You'd have to see it.
Are you sure they're Jews? Maybe
I'm
they're hipsters. Are they hipsters?
Positive.
Are they hipsters?
No, I'm positive they're Jews. Jews okay. have their own look, I'm telling
okay.
you.
Okay, all right. Just check.
Like, I'll show you what Jews look like right now.
Oh, God. Like, no. She's like, it's like all of a sudden she's like
typical Jew.
There you go, right there. What's the kind of guy? What's the guy that you're like idea or so? You know what I mean? Like you said, you want to be married, but what is the type of guy? I mean, it's one thing looks, but there's also the guy that's inside, right? You know, someone who is like, you know, I don't know. I mean,
what's my perfect guy you're asking?
Yeah, like, because I'm saying, like, maybe I'm assuming, yeah, good looking or whatever.
My perfect,
maybe
perfect guy would have to be like, you have to have a nice dick. I mean, you got to know how to fuck. That's one thing.
Okay.
It's a deal breaker.
Really?
Big dick, you know? I tend to like.
That's they just wipe
someone everything. That's more powerful.
Just wipe the whole.
I need a powerful guy because I'm so powerful myself. Mm-hmm. I need someone. I need to be afraid of you. Like, I need to be like. Oh, I don't want to fuck this up. You know what I mean? So, like, I tend to go for, like, dealers or...
Dealers? Like Vegas dealers or something?
Drug dealers.
Oh, boy.
Or,
here
you know, because I'm... They're scarier. They're more, like, I'm trying to impress... So I like the ride-along. I like the Bonnie and Clyde shit. Like that.
So you're looking like a bad boy.
Yeah, I love that shit.
Wow.
But, like, be sweet to me. Like, I already found the guy that's just like that. He's perfect.
Right now? The
yes.
guy?
He's,
the guy.
You know, does the... whole shindig, but it's very, I mean, what I like about him is like he's not used to liking anyone, so you get to like kind of ease your way in there,
right?
So like I like that.
Oh, I see.
It gives me something to look forward to, and he lives in like a whole another like fucking city, so it's like gives us a time apart here and there, like every week or two we see each other.
Well, wow. That's a, well, I mean, yeah, but you're 18, so you're
right.
You're young, yeah.
And like,
I mean, when do you plan on getting married? Like in your 30s or something?
I plan on getting married whenever it happens.
Whenever it happens. Well, that's a good answer. That's
my
good answer.
Arms wide open. I'm very family oriented. Like I care a lot about family.
Right.
Like, so like getting married and like having kids is like,
it's
the best thing that could ever happen to me in my life.
Wow. Wow. All right.
The best.
The best.
The
oh
best.
Man, I have friends that have kids, and it's like I freak out. Like I have a cat, and I freak out when it gets like sick or starts like that. So I can't imagine like having a kid and being like, oh my god, sick. You know?
I know I'm gonna cry a
yeah,
lot.
I don't know. I freak out a little bit, but it's what it is. What it is, right there. Now, Aubrey, again, thank you for doing this show. Right
it's
here.
Over.
Yeah, we could talk for hours, but yeah,
I kind of like to talk for hours.
Yeah, I know, so, I know.
Like,
I
could just come here and like.
Yeah,
just
we could do it right there. Where can we find you? Because you're on Twitter, right? We were talking earlier.
I am indeed.
Where can we find you? Is it at Aubrey? Was it?
It's. Well, let me spell my name first because a lot of people mess it up.
Right.
Aubrey is A U B R E Y.
Right.
Okay.
And that's not your real name, though.
It's not.
No.
But Aubrey Gold XXX is my Twitter. Or if you don't have a Twitter, aubreygold.com just sends you to my Twitter, but.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Google, so it's a lot easier for people who don't
right.
have it. But like, it shows my Snapchat and like my email, how to get a hold of me.
Right.
I'm starting this new job too, as well, where I'm a topless maid. So
yeah.
I'll literally come to your house and clean your house topless if you just order me. Man.
Wait, what do you gotta do, Lo? What do you do, like the dishes or dust or? Like,
I clean your house. But, it's literally a maid that just comes naked, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happens behind closed doors is like what's ever comfortable with the maid, you know?
All right.
But
okay.
It's just used for just cleaning. But like if, you know, the girl wants to do whatever, if she's that type of person that wants to
right.
go further than that, that's up to her. But pretty much just cleaning.
Just cleaning. It's all. I always feel like I was
going to. I doubt that it's just going to be cleaning.
I was going to be like, oh my God. Like, I wish it would be like a prank where if you call her and it's like, I'm paying 100. And it's like, yeah, it's like this real, like, legitimate cleaning job. And it's like, and then all of a sudden. And I go, but like they make it really hard on you. Like, really, like it's all filthy and everything else. It's like a real bad, you know?
No, that's what it's supposed to be. Like, you're just a maid, but you.
Right. Did it go like this?
You don't have to be naked. You just have no top on.
Ah, I see.
It's regular maid job, but I mean, like whatever.
I've seen whatever
the girl wants to do behind closed doors is up to her.
I've seen the van.
It's not the same thing.
No, it's the same. It's a different company. Right?
Yeah, it's different. What's the same thing.
Yeah, what's the name of the company?
Livemaids.com.
Livemaids.
So
very nice.
I need some customers, I haven't had one yet.
you get some pine saw, whatever, the whole works, you know, broom, the mop, the whole works, you know.
You know, spreading my puss all over the
Yeah, there like, we go. You gotta put
spreading
your thing
my
right
vagina
there.
While I'm like bending over cleaning your dishes.
That'd be so funny if like the wife comes in and I was like, why is it so clean here? It's like I had a cleaning service now.
You know, out. Like I'll, no. You know.
I hired a person.
Yeah, was it? Yeah, I hired a guy. I hired a maid. And like, I'm like, wow, it's like, it's pretty clean, but there's a, it smells like pussy. No, it's like, I don't know.
It smells like pussy everywhere. That's the best smell to me. I mean, I really enjoy the smell. Like, I know this is weird, but I really enjoy the smell of balls.
Wow.
And like armpits.
Wow. Wow. That's a really, okay. Okay.
Like, you've been walking around all day. I mean, obviously, if you don't have like, horrible smelly balls.
No.
Like, you have some nice smelly balls. Like, I'm so down.
Down. You're down. All right. Just checking.
Smelly armpits, but not like terrible smelly, but I like the scent of a guy's balls.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
This does something to me.
You know what? And it's, you know, it's, I
nice
wish.
Nice little sweaty balls. Like, that just turns me on.
And
so
the thing
much.
Is, I wish a lot more women were more open in saying that because I'm pretty sure they're into it, but they don't want to say it because they're like, oh, they're prudish, you know, in a way.
Yeah. Know? I love smelly balls.
Like, you know what? That.
Like, you've just been walking around in your little tidy whities all day and you come home and like.
Wow, she's really into the butt. I'm like, all right.
I love feet too.
Okay.
So like I suck on toes. Wow. Men's. I love men's feet.
Really?
Yeah, wow. If they look good enough.
Yeah.
Not like I love feet and soap and water and it gets me really going.
Okay, calm down, Aubrey. Just calm the fuck down. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, I can't help it. Oh,
she is a spitfire. She is a firecracker. I'll tell you that right there.
Spread your toes for me.
Yeah, Jesus. No.
I like them like this. Hold on, look. Like doing this.
Oh, like that when you come out?
Ah, that drives me wild.
It's like, okay. You feel like she's bragging about it. No, that's good. All right.
Dude, it drives me nuts.
Oh, boy. You know what drives me crazy?
Me?
Yeah. That and...
me.
Yeah. All right. Wow. The whole thing. Well, we did it, Aubrey. We're here. We did the show. You made the cut. All right?
Thank God.
You're a little nervous.
Shit.
Yeah, you're a little nervous. I was a little nervous. I was terrified meeting you. I was terrified. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to expect. I don't know.
Honestly, I was like, dude, hopefully he's not like some loser, but like you're really funny. like you're funnier. They're not like a weirdo.
You're not
some like fat, ugly guy.
No, thank God.
That's the worst.
The worst is a fat, ugly person. That's the worst. You know, Hitler, where were you?
I meant drug dealers that are ugly and fat, but like they're hot because they're drug dealers.
Wow, you really like.
I love drug dealers, man, dude.
You gotta watch out. I'm telling you, the bad boy. Does Trump turn you on?
How'd you know?
We'll end it there. She's there. We go. She is voting. She can vote. I hope. Maybe not. I don't know.
I haven't registered, right. But I don't like how racist he is. But I love how fucking real he is.
He gives
no fucks at all.
He's like the guy who I played in the beginning of the show. That guy who was talking about vampires.
I'd bang Trump.
Yeah,
I'd Trump that shit.
Yeah. Oh no.
Trump it till you dump it.
Trump would bang you.
Dump it in my Trump.
In a Humphrey heartbeat.
Dump it in my Trump.
There you go. She has the pun.
I hope Donald Trump is listening. I'm just kidding. I'm gonna message him on Twitter saying I would lick your balls.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh no. Imagine his balls.
Do it right now.
Oh my God.
I'm doing it right now.
All right. I'm gonna end the show right now before I get arrested. All right, guys. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Aubrey, for coming out. You can check her out at AubreyGoldXXX and Twitter, and you know, get it for her live mates. And Jorge, again, thanks for filling in. And everybody, please come to your senses. Please, please, please. Oh my gosh, she's doing it. Wow. All right.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
Bye.
You have received this transmission from the Comedy Podcast Network. For more shows, visit comedypodcastnetwork.com.